This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We are so lucky to have with us this morning international superstar in the Joy Studios, Mel B. Good morning.
Oh, why, thanks, Dean. And may I say, my areolas are swelling with excitement and anticipation.
Mel, you've made headlines again this week with two rival stations now fighting over you. Where's this all at?
Well, Dean, I'm very popular. No wonder the networks want me. Just look at my buzzes. They're amazing.
Mel, Channel 7 is now trying to ban you from appearing on the next episode of Australia's Got Talent because you originally told them that your daughters, Phoenix and Angel, couldn't get visas granted from their fathers. Is this correct?
Dean, let me explain it in layman's terms. I recently was on British X Factor. My ex-husband, Jimmy Coulter, all of a sudden gets maternal and has turned this into an episode of Jimmy's Got Phoenix. At the same time, over in LA, Eddie, as in Eddie Murphy, daddy to Angel, gets a sudden case of cluckiness as well. And he too decides he wants to star in his own version of Eddie's Got Angel. So my husband, Stephen Belafonte, decides we're staying in LA to do America's Got Talent. So I'm out of contract with X Factor Australia 1 minute, but then the next minute we get the green light to head down under. Then out of the blue we get an offer from Australia's Got Talent and they desperately want me because Danny Minogue's got none. At the same time, we have a number of different offers from around the globe. X Factor Vietnam, Moscow's Got a Harsh Talent, and Amsterdam's Triple X Factor. So now all I'm seeing, Dean, is dollar signs and my name up in lights, and before you know it, I'm in court trying to sort it all out.
My God, Mel, that sounds exhausting.
No, Dean, exhausting is trying to convince a whole nation that I lost a shitload of weight on a food program, when really it was liposuction and lap band treatment that did the trick.
Mel, that's about all we've got time for this morning. Thank you.
Why, thank you, Dean. And don't forget, next year I'll be replacing that talentless hippie chick, Delta Goodrum, on The Voice. Cho-cho homos. Peace out.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.